رحت من صاحبي خضار زين عبد العارف from Romania by that just over halfway down it's soon we need to get through at a pace but it's fast pace or slow pace will definitely be a pace will definitely be a pace you can choose the pace But before I begin, just a public service announcement. On Tuesday, I have to be in Shalai at 9 o'clock for bris of my nephew. And like to share, but it'll be maybe on Tuesday we can manage 10:30 instead of 9:30. Is that okay with all of you?
It's fine.
Okay, so Tuesday, in Netanyahu, the bris, the share will be at 10:30 a.m. But thank you. I would normally go, but my father came and something, so the punch decided. So, Rami de Abaye. Rami de Abaye. Abaye had a steer. He asked it to Rome. He posed a contradiction to Rome. So the apostle said quite clearly, you have to pay for the Meitav. Meitav in Midachin Eloi. You still have to give from the best. Not anything else. Well, Tanya, but yet there's a brace that says somewhat otherwise. Yoshiv, we learn from the word Yoshiv, the Rabbi Shoveke said to include they don't have to give money, you can give them equivalent of money. Rabbi Lusubin, even Subin is real low quality grain. So you see, you don't have to give Meta. The steer, that's the steer that I asked for. To which the command is like cash, can me daito, can balko. There's no contradiction at all. If it's me daito, then you can give even sulit. If it's balko, then they penalize him and they take the best quality land that he has. What does that mean, says Rashi? Yoshib. Did you ask Yoshib? First of all, the line of Yoshib. Yoshib, which Rashi says, is Kesev, Yoshib, with Olof. The apostle says, Kesev, Yoshib, with Olof. The Avali, the Michtel, they should have just said, Balaboy, Yisharim, Kesev, live Olof. The Balaboy should pay the Kesev to the owner. Why is that in the word, Balaboy, Yisharim, Kesev, Yoshib, live Olof? Why do we have that word become so unnecessary? And because of that, we learn at Yosha. Yoshiv, the cost of Rahman Adam. Why did it say Yoshiv? Why did it say Yoshiv? If we already said Yishayim, why do we have it? The rabbis call us Shavuos to teach us that you can give any type of a Shavuos, even Subin. Anywhere in paying money, you can do it, even Subin.
How do we do this? Well, why don't we say that's limited to the poor?
That's called the binyanah. Whenever the Torah says it did by one, unless there's a reason.
Something's with the poor. Certain things are unique to certain things.
It's true. Yeah.
Why don't we say, we have this problem here. Is it?
You're asking on the... On the whole, I don't want to begin. Even on the meter. How do you have the meter? That was said.
Meter,
I'm ready to make it. You're ready to make it. Yeah, you're ready to make it. You're asking that. You're ready to make it. You're ready to make it. You're having them from one to the other.
Certainly, we don't want.
Huh?
For certain things we don't want.
Right, that's your question. That guy had a meetup at all.
Exactly.
So one second, once you ask your question. Mm-hmm. So how can you ever learn meetup for anything? Forget about that one for Karen. How can you pay meetup for Karen? So that the answer is the Gemara says earlier. And hey, Yomad Ali, there's a Gdei Shova of Takas Nensino Yishali Mose. Four code words which connected all the obvious together. And told it just like those have a dinner meetup, so to all the hobbies have a dinner meetup. So the reason why the possibility of each one of the bids separately in the glass is each one fits a lot, but in regard to shalomim, the how you pay and what you pay, we have exerted some commitment to answer your question. So just like we know meter, how do you know about flood, you pay meter for boy? Because you don't have from Karen, you don't have from Shen Regan. So who are they? Got to be the Sulin, it would be the same thing. They learn out from each other. Say that? There's a great shop of Kesev Yoshim, not Kesev Yoshim. There's shop of all Takas and Sinai and Shining Cross. All those words are code words which appear in the four of his Zikin, and therefore.
Which is. That's amazing. That's a shalom.
No, meter.
Meter.
Kulom as tzedek. You have to pay. Why are they called obeis? They're all called obeis. You have to pay meter. The shalom in meter. My dina asya. We have to say shalom. Takas nesina yishalim process. There's four code words which teach us within a meter regarding obeis and obeis. Saying one thing, they got me subin. Subin would be the same. It must you have a code word teaching you meta, because you got to say shalom. One day says meta. Shavuot tells me he goes all the way through. So to the Gdei Shavuot tell me, Subin would be the same thing. Right? Anything to do with how will you pay, not how much you pay, what whether you're going to pay. How are you paying, and Gdei Shavuot teaching us that they're going to say. Right. Yes, over to you.
Look, just follow the what was is there a shovel? What was the lesson that I'm paying off?
Hey, I'm not. Have a look there.
I know. I'm just trying to find it. What's the first one you want?
Come on, boys. The show me meet. So that's 7 lines up. First word of the line is come on, boys. The show me meet. You got it?
Yeah.
Night timer, yeah.
Just
you don't want to complain about it.
No, I don't.
Hey, I'm without it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lined up. First word on line is?
I have 12 hours.
What do you have?
Focus.
I can't keep you all time. What are you saying? You have slightly different sorts of that?
What the hours, right? Well, that's what I've been trying to do.
My time, okay, my time, Asya. Last word of the night is Takas, Nesino, Yisharim, Kosev. That was the great show. Get on the line. Yo, okay, over to you, Yossi. What's your question?
Let's start with Kika. Kika, where do we learn out Kesev and Shalim Kesev on the same? Where's the name of it?
From Yossi.
Not here. This is the source for
Shalim Kesev. The rabbi, Shalim Kesev.
What?
The rabbi is Shovik Kesef. Yoshiv, the rabbi is Shovik Kesef.
The source was Shovik Kesef?
Yeah.
Do you want to say a person who can become a woman or Shovik Kesef?
No, I didn't like him. Come, let's get to Kirch.
Huh?
No, that's still on Kesef. How do you encounter an issue with Kesef? You don't have Kirch or Kirch.
And how do you know? And the whole book of Kesef, Shovik Kesef, the whole studio is learning from Yoshiv? This is the source for it?
Yeah.
I don't know if Yoshi means that as opposed to being old kiss.
Okay, Yossi, that question is a good question, but just put it aside for the time being. But no, I'll tell you why, because in the Chazal, we want to just focus on the Avon. I said other questions, which are not saying your questions aren't a good question, but not for Avon answer. That's what it says here. How do we know to touch it? You know, said so just it. Otherwise, we'll have no peace. We want to keep some time of peace. Right? So that's what he wanted to say. Says Rashi. Midaito, the answer, by a third. Why did it say, Yoshiv, the steer? So what's the answer? Abai says the third. Says Rashi Midaito, first word on the line is Midaito.
I asked the question. No?
Abai asked the question, and well, we don't have a job of answering actually, but it could be. But afterwards, Robert's going to say,
why did it say later on?
No, Robert's there. It's the thing. It's going to be jumping back and forth. At the end of the day, it's Robert's speed who answers. Not whoever's answering is answering, right?
No question. It says Amalei. It's Amalei.
No, he answers no question. It could very well be Robert. It just happens to be that we know that Robert in the end gives a different answer. Robert says that everything is meeting. That's his final answer. Okay, so whoever wants to answer, let it be Rabba. It says, Rashi midatoi, im eshalim le mazik nizkoi midatoi. If the mazik pays up willingly, the atrechei nitzik out of the basin, he was not matriarch him to start running along to basin, to shout at him in basin, then since he wasn't matriarch him, then Shokil Subin, he can take even Subin. We do not penalize the Mazik to say the Mazik has to pay. It is in a case when the Mazik is so easygoing and says, okay, problem, I'll just pay up, no need to go to Basin. If the Mazik does not want to pay to the damage that he caused to the Nizik, out of a Basin, only in Basin, I'm only willing to pay in basin. That's not willingly. It's only if you take me to basin and basin say I have to pay. That's when I'm going to pay. Shall I read the last word? The kesef or meitav? Means meitav. So if he's willing to pay, no, I'm so sorry, I smashed the car. I need money straight away. No problem. No need to go to basin machlal. Then it'll be even subin. But if he says, no, I'm only willing to pay in basin, and basin has to tell me I'm chayiv, then it'll be that you're chayiv to pay even meter.
This is actually
the answer to the theory.
Right, it's interesting. A svara?
We have a contradiction. We have to resolve it. Yeah, based on this svara, we'll resolve it. Yeah. Yeah, there's no coin to cite for this. So remember we mentioned last time there's a shayla what this Bal Kokhbe means. Does Bal Kokhbe mean? Rashi sounds like he's saying. Rashi says the student Rashi when Yossi was busy with the litzik olav. Right? Litzik olav means I'm shouting you and you're not willing to pay bechlal. I'm gonna have to shout at you in basin. Now then Rashi says he's only willing to pay in basin. Sounds like he's saying, hold on the basin, don't tell me I have to pay. I'm not going to pay, but once basin tell me I would have to pay, I'll pay. I'm willing to pay in basin. So it actually sounds like he's saying that midaito means that he's willing to pay out of court, come to out of court settlement, and balkoch means no, I want to know what the court says. And the Shimon Gemetzes disagrees with that because. Why should somebody want to pay without knowing whether he has to pay? Why should we make out-of-court settlement? Maybe I'm not hired to pay. So no reason why I should have to pay more because I have quality land because I'm asking a shayla. Why should I be? We have a shayla. We'll go to the interior and find that upside. So the shita says it means, like Yossi understood in Rashi, but the shita says it means, Balkoch means he refuses to pay even after basin tells him to do it. And basin are going to have to come to the property and take it away from him. Also, once she and basin gets involved, then we say, okay, take the best. Again, if he himself is willing to pay, even say that I'm going to court first, find out what I have to pay. But after the court said, I'm willing to take out my chickens and pay, and then I can pay even soon. That's machlokes, perhaps machlokes between Rashi and the Shit. The Shit understood that it's machlokes in Rashi. So, Dekanam, I mean, having the Gemara's got an interesting Dekanam, Diukim. Oma Ula Berida Biloy. Back to the Gemara, yeah? First word of the line is Oma Ula. Oma Ula Berida Biloy. Ula said in the name of a Biloy, Dekanam, I have a Diuk like this. Yechsev Yeshalem. Yeshalem means Bal Kochoy. Yeshalem, he has to pay Bal Kochoy. I said to Ula, I'm saying your dictum, it's wrong. Mix it, Yeshulam. Everyone say Yeshulam. Yeshulam means passively, he's forced to pay. Doesn't say that. Yeshalim said he will pay, which is midaito mashma. Yeshalim is mashma midaito. Interesting, my colleague is a dictum. Ula holds Yeshalim means bar kochoi. Abaye says Yeshalim means midaito. Achronim busy to try and work out what exactly is the machlokes and diktuk. So some say the pasuk says by kepha, that shows mazik, Sorry, by Kevin, we got him steals. He said he has to pay Yishalim Shnoi. Yishalim Shnoi. He has to pay twice. Now that has to be after Psak Din. Because you don't pay Knas if it's not by Psak Din. So you see, use the word Yishalim after Beis Din got involved. That was what Ullah was saying. Ullah said, you see, Yishalim is after Beis Din was involved. He sees Bal Kokhoi. To which have I answered back? You don't see Bal Kokhoi. You just see that Beis Din had to give a Psak. And then the guy himself is willing to pay very easily. So that's interesting. The Ben Achlik is how to yuke him in the Torah with Yishalim, Bal Kokhoi, or Miratz.
This Machlokus of the Deidre is just on support.
Yeah,
and then
we have
not
them.
Yeah,
no. The holding, it's a good chiru. Come midaita, come bal kochoi, would be good.
If a bar was saying yishalim, would can mean would mean midah. Then feel like before, they look at a come down, come bal kochoi, and the bal kochoi couldn't apply.
Say again.
The line against Subin, is it Kesef or is it land? And the little kasha can be that or can, but Koichoi. It applies and it's all going to be that, because she's saying Yishalim means.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yaakov is saying, we're saying before, Meitiv Sodei will Meitiv Kam Yishara, which we said means Bal Kol. It says, Avaya, everything Yishara means we died. Right? So how can you tell me that Yishara means that? And indeed, David was asking, we just thrown out the Dekinami, but we should be left still with the same Chiru. Indeed, the Gemara calls on, Ela Om Avaya, I'm going to say new terms. When we speak this out, Avaya and I say, oh, I can't go with the first there, he said. That's kind of the new thing between them. So, maybe not going to be able to say. We're saying, made to stay, made to come, and you're shouting. And we're saying, you're shouting means we died, so you can't tell me that made up must be about God.
I thought we're last saying, whatever this my focus is, we don't know what you're shouting the means.
Yeah, my bias, I should say, you're shouting means we died. Right, so okay, so very good. So we're now, so Abai is going to say new Teret. Elam Abai. Elam Abai Kedema. So now Abai is going to say, you know what this Teret is going to tell you? The answer to this question is going to be, what's going to be the answer? We know it. What's going to be the answer? Why didn't say Yoshid? Why didn't say Meta?
What does probably fluctuate?
We're talking about two different prices. And there's a market price, a higher market price, a lower market price. That's what he's going to get to. Come to say, Yoshev, you can give the lower market. So that's what he wants to get to in the end. But in order to do that, he had to bring Rabba onto the scene. And Rabba's thinking about Maitzahoni. Why did he have to bring Rabba on the scene? Why couldn't he just go straight to the point and say there's two market prices? And Yoshev is coming to tell me I could do it based on the other market price. So the answer is that without Rabbi being Mechadish to us and something called two market prices, we wouldn't know that it exists. We wouldn't know you could relate to a future price. Perhaps always you go according to the price of here and now. If now this market price is the cheaper price, that is the market price. How do we know we can be Messiahs, we can relate to a different market price if that's not the current market price? That Rabbi taught us. And that's why he brings Rabbi in. The Rabbah is really just a means for us to be able to say, Pshat and the story about his net by Mazik, is that there's two market prices, and Yashiv is going to say you can base it on the future higher market. Right? So let's see. Elam Abaye Kedema, which Rashi said, look at Elam Abaye. Elam Abaye, you see Rashi, first word in the line. No, not the first word in the line. Loi is the first word line. Elamai, loi mishkakas tiyutso. Laani koi. The only way we'll find First one on the line is Lloyd.
Second
white line rushing. Third white line is Loimishkaf. Am I buying? Loimishkaf of Tiut Solani Koi. We will not find a solution to this Pesukim Eleka de Nava, only based on Rabo. Kihai Gavne, like Rabo, simply said something different. Tiut a Rabo, the Rabo resolved a different thing. After Tanya, regarding this price, I'm about to say it. Rabbah resolved it based on two market prices, and we're going to use Rabbah's Svara that you can base on two market prices in order to resolve also our Syrian Apsukim between Mitab and Yosh. Yeah? The whole reason why I bring now the next 15 lines of Gemara is just Poshut, because that's where Rabbah introduced us. It are two market prices, not just one, there's two. So when the drama introduced, the time is a bright side. It's Arei Shahoyaloi Batim Zodoy Sukromi. He had houses, fields, or vineyards, or and vineyards, no right, either way. He's unable to sell them. We're talking about somebody, so now there's two Malachim and Rashi. One Malach we learned, one Malach we didn't know. For some reason we missed it out. But the two Malachim Rashi. The first Malachim Rashi was talking about somebody who's poor. He's only got 200. And his property is 200. So 200 is not poor. But the market price goes down. And now he's unable to sell it for 200. He's only able to sell it for less than 200. So if it's less than 200, he's now an official poor guy. So somebody who's poor gets my Sony. So that's Shaila. Do we give him my Sa'oni? And do we give him my Sa'oni without any limitation? Or no, we somehow give him only on a limited scale my Sa'oni. Just before we do the Gemara, just remind ourselves, I'm sure you've done Chazos, you've got it in your head. Just remind ourselves, somebody who has the category of Oni, doesn't have 200 Zuz, you can give him a lump sum of thousands and thousands of Zuzim. As long as when you gave it to me, it was an oni, he can get that money. There's no limit to how much might oni you give a person who has the status of an oni. But somebody who has 200 zuz, can't give him a penny. Okay, so what we know is you either can't give somebody at all, or you can give him to the nth degree. There's no in between. And yet, somehow or another, in this Gemara, we're going to see somebody who gets my oni, but only limited. Now we don't understand much that means. The monoshop. If he's an Ani, give him tons. If he's not an Ani, then you shouldn't be able to give him anything at all. Right. So says the Gemara. The Tanya. Harei Shoyle Batim Solid Zakrom. Somebody had houses, fields, or vineyards. Being away to the merchant means unable to sell them. Sorry, Machina is so Maitzoni Av Mersa. We feed him Maitzoni Av Mersa, meaning we give him 100 zuz. Up to 100 zuz, we give him. Up to 100 zuz, we give him. And we tell him, sell your property for the other. You sell your property and we'll make up what you're missing. Av Mersa,
we've been up to 100,
meaning
there's a
guy,
then
you
go 50
or
the other.
So
get
100 50. He's only got 50. So he's definitely on. Right, so there's nothing to talk about. So, somebody who's definitely an honor, you can give him to the nth degree. That's what we're trying to understand here, what's going on here. He's got property, and yet we're saying we'll only give you up to 100 zuz. Why? Like you're saying, if he only has 50 zuz, we should be able to give him tons.
Yeah.
Right? And if he's got 1,000 zuz, we shouldn't give him anything. So what's going on? Rabbeinu Bo, and we asked, Rabbi Bo Mar, Rabbi asked, Hey Chidomi, what's it? Yes, he posed a question. Abi, he posed a question. Bo on it. Ma on it. No, it's the posed question. Abi on Bo has a question.
Really?
Yeah. Same as Yupta sometimes. Abi is asking a question.
Abi says a question.
Yeah. So Abi Bo, he posed a question, yeah? Yeah. But Abi Bo Ma. So Rabbi posed a question. Hey Chidomi, what are we talking about? What's the case? Idit fuzel avoso de kuliamen. If there was an amazing recession and all property prices plummeted, fuzel avoso, the land, the kuliam of the world, went down in price. Udidei namizal ba'adayu, and his price also went down together with them. So the market price is true. Once upon a time, he was wealthy. His land was worth thousands of zuzim. But then the Great Depression came, and all the property prices plummeted, and his price went down to 150 zuz. Why can't we give him even more? Why do we only say we'll give you up to 100? We should give you much more as well. Because the whole world prices went down.
So we can give this much.
We should be able to, and yet we said they only give you up to 50, up to 100 zuz.
So the question was like this.
This can't be the case. If this is it, we should be able to give you more. Right? Right? This cannot be the case. Hello, but rather must be a different shop. Hello, to oike are also the kuleame. The land of the world is still expensive. Meaning, when the average prices of land didn't go down, if anything, maybe went up, right?
Okay,
it's expensive. Yeah? But in the day, so there's no depression. So why can't he sell his land? What's the chance? No depression. Sell your land for 200 zuz. Your land got 200 and sell it. You've got money. Now, just at a point, some halakha point, if somebody has property, they live somewhere. We don't tell you we're going to sell your property and you'll have money to buy food. No, somebody's got land to live in. That's his land to live in. And we have to provide him my sonny. They're talking about he has property besides what he's got to live in. He's got, that's right, but you. So go and sell it. Go and sell it. You make it 200 zuz. Well, you say prices have gone down, they haven't gone down. The neighbors are able to sell the property, so why can't you sell property? Go and sell the property for that amount, and you're not an oni, and we're not going to give you any, right?
So when the price says base bus, you know, it says he has bus in Sadot and but it's talking about rental units,
right? If you look in Tatis, it's a very short Tatis, Misha Hoyle, Batim, like one line on the last mediums, no, it's the first. Very wide line. It says, they marry the batim shindal behem. Not talking about house that he lives in. He don't need to sell, right? It's income. What did you call it, Yeshua?
Income producing property.
Income producing property.
Or, right, the houses are rental units.
Okay, so go and sell them. If you can't, if you've got money, go and sell it. So why can't he sell it? Hello, let's read that line again. Hello, the second half line, hello, the Oikar also, the Kuleame. Rather, must be talking about a case where the property, our real property prices are very high. But today, and the reason why he can't produce that amount is the Nopik, since he is going up and out, as you see, meaning he is desperate for funds. Zohar, people see he's desperate, and therefore they're milking him, right? Yeah, Zohar, his land is cheap.
Are you supposed to read it?
The land of the whole world is gone up. What is there regarding his? Since he is going out and up and out for money, meaning he's showing everyone that he's desperate.
Previously, we had
a Bidinay, and it's the Kulahana Bidinay. Yeah, his also is out, but he didn't say everyone's and his, we said everyone's, and his also went down. Yeah, obviously here it has to be like that because it doesn't say it just says Zolari, it doesn't say Zolari hoops. If you would read it your way, I'm just possibly reading your way just so that you should see why you shouldn't read it your way. If you would read it earlier, I asked the grammar of the day that everyone's price is high. Then how do you read further?
Since we see that he's going after money with the Indian cash, Zalari, his land is decreasing.
Which Ari? Ari means his, I suppose the thing. Okay. So Ari did very, should have said. Say that. Okay. All right. Anyway, today, Ari is the ultimate topic. His property, since he is so desperate for funds, Zolari, his land dropped in price. And if so, if that's true, Afilu Pulta Nami Goy Lisile. If that's true, the real price is high. And it's just because he is desperate for funds, people are taking the advantage of him, and he doesn't get anything.
Why?
Shouldn't get even my Zoni.
Why?
Why? Since Rashi, top Rashi, Afilu Pulta Nami Goy Lisile. Shari Shovitz Kakois of Masai Zuz. His land's a well done.
He can't sell it.
His land's a well done.
What do you mean he can't sell it? Unless he puts his little much. What do you mean he can't sell it?
He can't sell it because people know he's desperate.
So what? He can't get 200 Zuz?
No. People know that he's desperate know that they don't pay for it because they'll be able to get a bargain. People know he's desperate. So what do you do if you see somebody desperate? So then you get a bargain. It's a bargain. It's not the real price. The price is 200 zoos. So he's not a poor guy.
But he can't have money to feed him to eat.
He's got money to eat. Well, he doesn't have money to eat. Okay.
He needs money to eat right now.
Right.
And no one's paying for his property.
That's wrong.
Are people going to be willing to pay if he goes down in price?
Sure.
So they are willing.
But only a bargain, not the real price.
Well, bro, I'll give him 20 instead.
Whatever. I give him 100.
Okay, so he needs money.
He needs money.
So then, what if we don't give him? I don't understand that. He needs a lot of money.
The lot of my Saudi is only a poor guy gets my son. The lot of my son is a poor guy gets my son. Now, we put the Rashi's first man after this Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi learns what's a poor guy, somebody who doesn't own 200 Zuz. What's a rich guy, somebody who does own 200 Zuz. Why haven't you got a rich guy? Who owns 1,000 zuz, but it's not liquid cash, and he is unable to get food. Does he get Maisa'oni? Currently, according to Rashi, it's not in the partial Maisa. Maisa'oni is only to somebody who is poor. So give him some other stalker. Maisa'oni not. Right? That's this, currently this China Rashi. That's what Rashi said. There is a Rashi later on who says in the Lishtachine, he adds an extra word, which doesn't say here, but it could mean that's what Rashi means here. He's a Peshel. The reason why we don't give you anything extra is because he was a Peshel. Why do you put yourself in this situation of showing everyone how desperate you are for funds?
There is, it needs some money.
Yeah, so he gets stuck or something. Yeah, maybe he has to get a loan. He'll borrow money from someone. But one thing not is my Saoni is only given to somebody poor. And he's not officially poor. So what happens if you have somebody who's not poor, but he needs to food to eat? Okay, so we'll see. In the Lishtachin, Rashi learns more like you're learning. But in this chat, Rashi said, we're talking about somebody who is he poor or not? Does he have 200 zuz or not? So if all the prices went down in price, if all the land, there was a depression, all the prices, land, all the value of land went down, so then he doesn't have 200 zuz, so you can give him tons. If none of the price of land went down, but he is just desperate for cash, therefore people know there's a place where you can get a bargain here, so then you're still a rich guy, still got 200 zuz, so you can't get my Saudi. So what is the chance? So this is a brisa which we were trying to work out. Rabba came along and told us some shots. Remember, we only learned this to tell us Rabba's din. Right? That's the only reason why we learned it. But Rabba came along and told us some shots. Well, there's two market prices. Before we do this, I want to make a Shulas HaMishkal on something that, you know what Shulas HaMishkal is? Shulas HaMishkal. The person did an Aveira. So then the second time So he does tshuva, right? Because he doesn't want to disobey again. And then the tshuva samishka means that if this same occurrence happens again, he makes sure to correct it and do it the right way this time and not make the same mistake as previous time. That's tshuva samishka. He came to the same situation and he corrected. He did it the right way as opposed to not the previous time and he did it the wrong way.
Mishka.
Yeah, that's what it's called. What's it? You're sure to it? When we learned the first time, we didn't do the rations of Misha Eli Solis Batim Akron. Somehow or another, we missed it out. So this time, we're now going to learn it. Misha Eli Solis Batim Akron. I explained it about the parallel sign, the inside is different. Misha Eli Solis Batim Akron. We did do it inside, then we don't do it. The Mishra is doing it because we meant to do it inside. Mishra is only the bathroom of Kromim. Shavo Masayim is. He has field property worth 200. It's not been set as payoff, and it says in payoff, Mishisha Masayim Zuz, somebody who owns Masayim Zuz, Loito, he cannot take Leket Shikro payoff. Leket is things that fall down and they're harvesting one or two grains. Shikro is they forgot a bundle of sheaves that they forgot in the fields. Peo, the corner of Maizoni, you have to leave a corner of the field for the oni, not Maizoni, for the oni, you have to leave it. Maizoni, a temple of produce, those are all the things that oni gets. Leket, Shikro, Peo, Maizoni. So he can't get it. Somebody who owns 200 zuz, he cannot get it. He's not an oni. Beninso, if you give it to him, you are gozil anim. He is stealing from the anim. The person taking it, but not an oni, is stealing from anim. How you learn the same zuz costs, you know? If we add 200 zuz, less one dinar, we did really quite right. Beninso, lo, ishova, elev, zuz. And they gave him 1,000 zuz bevas achas. As they eat it, he can take it. But then, this guy, Yeshroi, Batim, Sodois, Ukromim, Shovim, Asayim, zuz. He has houses, fields, and vineyards, which are worth 200 zuz. But you can't find people to buy to that price. So then the Dinyas says the price, and Machid, and Oitzim, Maitzonim, Ad Mersa. We will give him Mites only up to 100 zuz. Shova Mea zuz till up to 100 zuz. Bekako Oiso and his lands, Yinkoi Bemea zuz, he should sell whatever he can up to 100 zuz. We don't expect him to sell more than 100 zuz, that not. But he should then sell up to 100 zuz. It's fake, he can't give him inside. A person will never sell his property for less than half of that, right? Maybe bargain more than half means.
He doesn't actually
have to sell his property. If he wants food, we'll give you up to 200 goods. So.
If he has a good rash, then
we'll give you 100 goods if you want, and 100 goods you'll have to survive on.
Maybe 100 goods in 3 months.
And then what do you do?
So
no,
it's just
possible change. Okay. And if it doesn't?
10 days we're
going to run. He didn't know what he meant to done. Okay. They say that halachically the last time down Solomon. That's why he should have the same tools and he has now 200. So that's what we tell him to do. But Rabbi Bolam, Rabbi asked the question. I knew Rabbi, he asked the question. I feel too well. I mean, listen. We should even give him more. Say, Achshav, if the land went down, or everyone's land went down, say, Achshav, ain't Shav Masayim Zuz, because now it's not worth 200 Zuz, Mitznaon, and we learned in the Mishnah, oh, you like Masayim Zuz, Chosa Dino, if he had 200 Zuz, Lesa Dino, if he would also like Shav Elef Zuz, even if they give him a value of 1,000 Zuz, the last achas in one go, each and he can take it. And if the prices didn't go down, but he, because he's there to fund it, it's a judgment of the page, I mean, the portal, I mean, Tanrı peyzum tomun eksamın. Abi de kultan ami loy bitsene. İbn Ali tabi bir şun geberim. Şahiyeyi. Şahiz kanka oy tomu sayın zuz. İzden zuvat çuvan zuz. Tövbe on kemra batık seyir. Tövbe sen. Lo tsike tzedra ben avi nawad be yoim en nisen yak ya rosa the land was expensive in nisen time o be yoim en tishin dollar rosa we're talking about the type of land that fluctuates between nisen and tishin and there's two market prices that's the chiddush of rabo there's two market prices the price of now price of later. The Kudalme, one thing, let's just read them in the culture present. The Kudalme, not we, Adnissan. The entire world never sell a land at the price of Tishri. But it is a market price of Tishri, but they wish to wait then. They would wait till the Kudalme, not we, Adnissan, everyone will wait and listen, and then they would sell their land. But this poor guy, oil, with Tishri, since he needs funds, Zovin ki da hashto, he wants, needs to sell it at the market price of now. Okay? So now this guy had, so now, this guy was doing when he said on that. Now, the deal is like this. Ad palgo, ucha, lemeza. It's normal for a person to drop down the price up to 50%. So the price of Tishrei is bemet 50% of the price of Nisan, Tvei, but more than 50%, love all crazy. So it's not normal to go down further. And therefore, the price of Tishrei will never be more than 50% of the price of Nisan. So what's the answer? Why did Rabba ask?
Less will be more than less than that.
We're getting mixed up with the mores and the less, yeah? Will never be more than that 50% of a drop.
Okay.
Right? And you're saying the less is how much the value?
Yes.
We're both saying the same words, but just mean the opposite. Different cultures. Okay, so what we said, says Rabbi, you should know there's a price of Tishrei and the price of Nisan, and the price of Tishrei is up to 50% of the price of Nisan. That's what it is. And therefore, on the one hand, we can't give you Maaseh to the nth degree because you're Oshi. Why are you Oshi? Because in Tishrei, in Nisan, your land will be worth 200. On the other hand, we do understand that you're in a situation when you need to sell now, and then now your price is not 200. So we make some type of sure, and we'll make up the difference of to make you into a 200. Says Rashi, the Biyoyim Nissen, second white line, the Biyoyim Nissen, Yaki Arosa. In Nissen, the price of land goes up. Memnei, why? Near somebody who buys a furrow, he plowed near the furrow. Furrow.
Furrow?
Yeah, it's a stretch of land. So he's Khurish Oison. It's a furrow, it's land that hasn't got any seed. You know, you ever worked in the fields? No, so you plow it, you're left with furrows, ditches, which don't have any seeds in. So you bought that stretch of land that has these furrows in, and he's Kites. He plows it up in the summer months, with Zoyon and you sow it in Tishri. Or the Makeshon, during the time of Tishri Makeshon, you sow. So as in S-O, oh, okay. So, Obiyoimi Tishri, but if somebody comes in Tishri time to buy this land, he's not going to be kedai for him. He won't pay much. Why? Zili, the price is low. Shein Sipik Lutzovko, the Zoyon, but it's in Shana. He won't have time to sow it that year. It's basically by putting money down for next year. But this year comes. Tishri Makeshon time is sowing the seeds, and I need to plow it still. I'm not going to have time if I'm buying Tishri. I'm not going to have time. So, how much is the land worth now? And I'm basically putting an investment for next year. I'm not going to put so much money. It's called buying on paper. That's what it is, right? Right, says yes. So he said, but he that's what he has to set it based on Azovin Kedashto, Bitishi, Mishum Dibsu, he needs the money. Hilko, says Rashi, Hilko. Oni Loyal. He's not an Oni. The Yitzel Shove Erev Dino, he should be able to take advantage of Dino. Hoyu, Obiyoyim Nisin, since in the time of Nisin, Shove Skako Iso, Matai, his land's worth 200. So he's not an Oni, but the Met Yed land is worth 200. But Oshe Loyal, he's also not an Oshe, Hoyu, since Rekuli Admin, since globally, Nami Loyal have a Shovin. The Oshi do we have? He's not an Oshi. How else is? But the Kuriyame globally, Nami do we have a Shobin Hashto Masai? The price of now is not that he hit it down. The man, if you ask anyone how much something land in the world, tissue time is not worth that much. Hilko, therefore, since he's like a type of guy made up of an only Oshi, Mashlim in Loi Al Masai. We make up his shortfall up to the sign by the mechzor. That's half the price of 200 zuz. That's valga because up to half price, okay, the mezel is normal to go down price. Tvei loy to drop down more than 50% of the rear of the market price in this sum, he will not. That's what Rabbi taught us.
And
Rabba
was
Mahavishnit
and
this Henry Hotel. Yeah, he had those two series in the Brises. And then the Brises said, not series, the Brises said, you give him this Ahabba, like that be. Ahabba said, that has to be, that's a child. It's two Mahavishnit Brises, and that's all the Brises can be published to us, that you make up the difference.
Which is the Brises?
Pardon?
But there's a whoever was it? There was a snitch at some point?
Yeah. I know him.
And to deal with the situation, somebody in this race time.
Right. So we're talking about Nissan in Tishrei because in the field is not so. So Taisa says, what about houses? That's Taisa's gotcha houses. Ah, so he said people don't rent normally in the middle of the winter. So that's what Taisa said. Okay, so we made a
small in question. So it's not three. Not we say not three ever. Second night of the month.
And that is the occasion where we retract, but we haven't really retracted. Okay. Sometimes, yes, I you have to need to, if you have this book, set up, I can say, let's see.
Well,
yeah.
So we do need this for this situation?
Loy. So really, what we want to is Loy. That's how, really, I put the book. Somebody reads it. But yeah, Loy. No. See, no, we do need it.
Right. So let's get confused with this one. Sweet.
Yeah,
no, they do need it.
No,
see,
we need it for this. Or if you want to say, in a way, most Yeshivish people are in it. No, see, we only need it for this. No.
Right, we don't need it. Only is
it. No, see, it only. Right, literally, I don't know how article translates it, but literally, no, see, you need it for this case. Right. Yeah. Must oh so back to our story, back to our Hokanami says Abaye. I'm now gonna tell you what Rabbo will help us for our shaydeh. Hokanami Gabin Zokin. Regarding Zokin, Dine Bidis, really he's meant to get Idis, right? Meta. We omele, but if the Nizak says to the Mazik, but you're omele Ihu. If the Nizak says the Mazik, have the Beinimis, give me please Beinimis. Tvei Pote, I'd like Beinimis a little bit more. Tvei more Pote a little bit more. More meaning like a bigger quantity of land. I want Beinimis. Omale, the Nizak, the Mazik can say to him, Ishoklis Kidincho, if you take what the Torah gave you, which is Idris, Shkoi, take Kedash based on the market price of now. What's the market price of now?
It would be the Nissan and the other,
yeah, Tishrei time. Right? And based on the market price of now, Tishrei. Viloi, and if you're not happy about that, and you want to have beinanis, you don't want to take what the Torah gives you. You want the beinanis, shkil ki yukud the kamei, then take based on the more expensive price of later order. Okay? So then says the Bayi, I've never thought of this. The rabbi told me the two market prices, so now I understand the yoshiv and the meitav. Meitav is, you want to meitav, you get meitav based on market price from now. But if you want beinanis, then I can tell you, I'll give you yoshiv, I'll give you your silver, and I'll give you your beinanis based on the future. So that's why we have two psukim. Meitav for now, and yoshiv for later.
If the incident occurred during Tishrei, and he was driving that payment, stopping on Tishrei, he was driving that payment until Nisan.
So if the psak wasn't in Tishrei, so he's already meshubit, Karkois already meshubit. The minute there's a psak in, so it's Karkois now meshubit to the Nizak. So now the Nizak can go and take the land that was meshubit then.
It is
based on Tishrei. Now even though he's holding a Nisan out, but so what? There was Karkois, a big stretch of land. It was Meshuggah. He doesn't want that. He wants Venus. He doesn't want Venus. So Rashi, Hochanami Gaben Zokin. You see where he's in Rashi? Yes. Hochanami Gaben Zokin Nami. Also by Zokin. Nami. Okay. Hochanami Gaben Zokin. Nami Bahochi Mitatsi Koy. With this also, we can resolve the Psukim. Can go, for instance, to be having this in this time, Yak Agos, the land is expensive. Obviously, in Tishri and in Tishri time, Zoe, it's cheaper. But Hizik, in Tishri, he damaged in Tishri, Shove Money. Emmanuel of a Mona, who bought the Greece money, and he comes to claim the money, and he can't go, it's a Mazik from the Mazik's land. But he had Edis, and he meant to get Edis to save Meetup. So the Malik told him, Shkoil, take the Idis. Kizol Ashto, Vakasha, take the Idis. Where is the Idis? It's on Hachemon. Vakasha, you can take it. We already, but the Nizik said, well, Hachemon's not so good for me at the moment. Have the Bainanis, the Vakasha, please give me Bainanis, Kizol Ashto, from the land I have now. Trayport that you have. Have me bainis kidahashto. Give me bainis based on now, the price of now. Tvebo to a little bit more land. Memai the boys, the mazily bainis. A little bit more than what you were required to give me from the idis. Loi motzi the mechfil. You cannot force him to do it. He can't force the mazik to pay the bainis. El omale mazik. But the mother can turn around to him and say, "Is shockless be idis? If you take the idis, kidincho, like you're meant to do, skoil. You can take your kiyashto based on now. We loy. But if you don't want to take the idis, I'm based on price of now. Skoil me bainis. You can take the bainis. I'm giving the bainis. But kiyukro delekame based on a future, more expensive price." Says Rashi, that's what Yoshi has come to tell us. Rabbi Subim has come to teach us. He gives Subim. What does it mean? It means the boy, the Mishkel Nizik Subim, is the Nizik. The Nizik, the one who got damaged, wants to take Subim, wants to take the Beinis. Kegoyim sheyesh lo karka somo lo isa Beinis shel mazik. For instance, why would he want Beinis? For instance, the Nizik has a land next to the Mazik's Beinis. When he wants it, then Shkolo, Shokilo, he can take it, but only based on Kiyukid or Kamei, based on the future price. So Shoma Kesfu Benis, and that's the price in this. Yosef teaches us that the Nizits are right to take the Benis, but not on the price of now, but rather on the price of later. Says Rashi, here's the big Kiddush of Rashi. Why did Abaye say that it's regarding a case of the price fluctuation And he's got, he can get the business, that's only on the future price. Could the Omon, the super the Yaakov and his. Why did Rashi say, why did Abaye say that Yoshim is coming to tell me this Kiddush? Maybe Yoshim is coming to say a Kiddush, they can take the business. How do you know that Yoshim is going to come to say a Kiddush, they can take business, but only on a future price? Maybe Yoshim itself is coming to tell a Kiddush, you can take business. I'm a Chayyu Idis. I have Idis and business. And Yoshim is a Chalish, so the Bain, then the Nizik can take business. Maybe that. How do you know it's coming to be a Chalish? Extra Chiddush. He can get business, but not the price now, but a future price. Says Rashi be Kiddush. Meshum, the aim so for the Yakim. If it is not going to go up in price, Kro Lemay Osai, I don't need a possible of Yoshim. Then he wants to bold this or highlight it or underline this. This is the Chiddush of Rashi Pshite. It's possible that the Nizik wants the Boyi Nizik. Le Mishkel Sumin, if the Nizik wants to take the Beinanis, Shokin Bal Kochoy Shel Mazik, he can take it against the will of the Mazik. The Mazik's are Idis and Beinanis. Idis and Beinanis. The Nizik's got full right to take any land he wants. Idis, Beinanis, he can take what he wants. He can take Beinanis. Don't need a Pasuk. Shafiru be Idis Yopakrichoi. Even the Idis he's got a right to. Kosh came for Venus. When the Torah said to get Meitav, the Torah said to get Meitav. Meitav means Meitav and Venus. That's what the Torah means. You can even get Meitav, not only Meitav. You get Meitav and Venus. So the Meitav, if he wants to take Venus, he can take Venus. And the Mazik doesn't want to give it to him. The Mazik wants to give him the Idis. Too bad. I've got a right to take it. When working out the Beinanis, we base it on the future price, not on that. So since Rashi, if it would be all the same price, then Nizik would have, the Mazik would have no say. The Nizik could take the Idis, could take the Beinanis, could take what he wants. And either when the Mazik likes it or not, he can take the Nizik. He can take the Beinus. Either Mazik wants to give him the Idis, doesn't matter. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is, although the Nizik has a right to take the Beinus, the Mazik can say, I'm going to pay you based on future price. That's the great Chiddushim that come out from Rashi. That's the Chiddushim. Ale, the Nizik can choose which land to take. Chiddush number one. And base, that it's true you can choose which land today, but when working on the price, if you don't take Idis, you'll get Beinus, it'll be based on a future price. That's the two Chiddushim coming up around. We spoke about it last time, we even shouted about it last time. That's a big Chiddushim coming up from Rashi. Tremendous Chiddushim. What should be the Pshat? What should be the Pshat? Why can't the Mazik choose which land to give? Well, if he has two Idis, Mazik can't choose which Idis to give. Well, that's what we spoke about last time. It's the Menachum. The Met comes out from Rashi, can't choose. The Nizik can choose which land to take. Right? That's what came out. Kedushim from Rashi. The Rosh was Chedek. The Rosh holds that the Mazik can choose which land to give. It's only here when he revealed that he was happy to give over this land just at a different price, then the Nizik can force him to give him that land. That's how the Rosh learned it. So, there's definitely a Chuvah's Mishnah which we have to learn. To when there was what we did earlier, the next Mishnah Achrina we didn't learn. The Mishnah Achrina of Rashi is the second Mahalach after to learn the Sugya we didn't learn. So, we did not do it. That we did and we did not do it. It's Kedai for us to learn it. It won't be today. It'll be on Tuesday. It's Hashem. Tuesday at 10:30 Seattle.
Mishnah Achrina.